Melting sea ice in the Arctic is opening the door to increased maritime traffic, which brings with it risk, opportunity, and the need for safe harbors and services such as search and rescue. Those are a few of the issues participants are tackling at a conference hosted by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the Institute of the North in Anchorage. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Organizers are hoping the week of the Arctic Conference will raise awareness of what they call the critical challenges and issues at stake in the Arctic. U.S. senior Arctic official Julie Gorley told more than 100 people at a Tuesday luncheon, Arctic issues are becoming a higher priority in Washington, D.C. She's the U.S. representative to the Arctic Council, a forum of the eight nations with land above the Arctic Circle. She says U.S. participation in the most recent council meeting changed perceptions.
Secretary Clinton, Secretary Salazar, Lieutenant Governor Treadwell, Senator Murkowski, all were there, and it was by far the highest level and most powerful delegation we've ever sent. And I think that sent a really good, strong message to the other Arctic states who, frankly, have often complained that the U.S. is some sort of reluctant Arctic power and, you know, we're not really all that serious about it. And in some respects, that's not inaccurate.
As further evidence of growing U.S. interest, she notes the federal government is stepping up participation in Arctic research and policy decision-making. Speaking on behalf of the North Slope Borough, former Mayor Jake Adams says raised awareness is good as long as everyone recognizes the interests of the Inupiaq.
We want a seat at the table to have a say what happens. And a fair and stable share of any revenues that may come off Alaska's Arctic coast. And development must find ways to support the culture and the communities of the North Slope.
Adams says Indigenous people deserve a strong role in managing the impacts of development because they'll be most affected by them and because of their ties to their homelands.
Arctic policy must include the people of the Arctic. We are experts on the Arctic environment. Our people have lived there for thousands of years.
Gorley says Indigenous people have permanent participant status in the Arctic Council, which gives them a formal role in consultation and participation. The Council includes six non-governmental organizations representing Aleut, Athabascan, Gwich'in, Inuit, and Nordic and Russian Indigenous people of the Arctic. The governing members of the Arctic Council are representatives of Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and the United States. Gorley says other countries can participate as observers.
We're sort of grappling with this. How do we handle all of these countries that are not in the Arctic, but that many of whom have clear Arctic interests? How do we deal with bringing them into this animal?
Gorley says countries that have applied for or expressed an interest in gaining observer status include Japan, South Korea, India, Singapore, and the European Union. Arctic Council policies and guidelines are not binding on members, but do provide a way for nations to work out solutions. For instance, Arctic Council members have come up with an agreement on search and rescue and are working out details of an agreement to prevent oil spills. The Arctic Council is also looking at topics such as flora and fauna, pollutants, infrastructure, research, and security. The week of the Arctic Conference continues in Anchorage through Saturday. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.